This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. China reacting this morning after reports that one of its spy balloons has been flying over the U.S. The AP's Jennifer King on what Beijing is saying.
The spokesperson claims China was looking into the matter and has no intention of violating the territory and airspace of any sovereign country. A senior U.S. official said President Biden had asked the military to present options and accepted the recommendation not to shoot the balloon down over concerns of hurting people on the ground. The balloon's presence caused a temporary shutdown of air traffic at a commercial airport in Billings, Montana on Wednesday. Defense officials say although the balloon had been flying over sensitive sites, it has limited value to collect intelligence that couldn't already be gathered by other means like spy satellites. The incident comes just before Secretary of State Antony Blinken was expected to make his first trip to Beijing amid tensions with Washington. I'm Jennifer King.
Dangerous cold expected in the Northeast into tomorrow. The Weather Service warning it'll feel like it's well below zero in places. Wind chill warnings and advisories in effect in parts of the Northeast and throughout New England. Wind chills could fall below minus 50. The ice storm that slammed the South is now blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths on slick roads in Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Hundreds of thousands of residents have had no electricity. We'll get a new jobs report this morning.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet believe that employers added 185,000 jobs last month and that the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.6% from a half-century low of 3.5%. For 24 straight months, employers have added at least 200,000 jobs each month. Donna Warder, Washington.
Traffic deaths are near historic highs. This morning, the Transportation Department is announcing a new federal effort to deal with that. It includes improving school crosswalks and improving seatbelt alerts. This is AP News. Now to Chicago and a story about an elderly woman's body said to have been found in a freezer. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this story.
A Chicago woman's appeared in court on charges she kept her mother's dead body in a freezer for nearly 2 years while living in a nearby apartment. The judge turned down a defense request to lower the $20,000 bond for 69-year-old Eva Bratcher, calling the allegations against her very disturbing. Investigators need to determine exactly how her 96-year-old mother died around March of 2021, but they allege Bratcher concealed the body in a freezer in the garage while possessing a fraudulent ID card. Looking to determine if Bratcher, who has past convictions for forgery, was collecting her late mother's Social Security check. Police were contacted by a granddaughter, worried after losing touch with the elderly woman. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.